You are going to listen to an interview about the water crisis with Karen Piper. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences, 1 to 8, with the sentence endings, A to K. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Karen Piper, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat with me today.
Thanks for having me.
We currently hear a lot about the world's water crisis, but at the beginning, can you maybe help me out a little bit about the science of it? Because, I mean, there must be the same amount of water on the Earth as there was 500 years ago. So where is the problem?
Scientists like to say that there's the same amount of water on the Earth as during the time of the dinosaurs, and that we are literally drinking the same water that the dinosaurs drank. And so there's the problem is not that water is disappearing. The problem is that we don't have enough clean water. So if you look at the planet, it's like over 70% of the planet is made of water. But less than 1% of that water is fresh. And then the question is, what are we doing to that fresh water? So the water problems we're having today have to do with pollution a lot, but also with climate change, which is moving where water is, and then also groundwater over-extraction. Like, we're draining these fossil aquifers that have taken like thousands of years to accumulate, and so those won't come back. And so we're getting an increase now in salt water because of all of these things, but a decrease in clean, drinkable water.
I'm interested in the international rules governing water use. I mean, what international water cooperation is there? What international bodies do they have international rules?
They do, but they don't work for the benefit of protecting water. They work against protecting clean water. So, for instance, you have the WTO, and that treats water as a World Trade Organization, which treats water as a commodity. So their main rule regarding water is that you should be able to trade it. And so you can't have national regulations protecting your water supplies. And this has become an enormous issue in Canada, because right now there are a lot of corporations from the United States wanting to tap, from all over the world, wanting to tap into Canada's water supplies. And Canada doesn't want that to happen. But right now, this is another, international organization is NAFTA, which is saying that we need to allow free trade. And so they're trying to fight that right now, and we'll see what happens with that. Now there's a new regulation at the UN that is a good one, the UN has declared water as a human right. And what that means is yet to be seen. But essentially, now if water is not supplied in an adequate level to people, those people can sue and demand that it be, that the government supply water to people. And, we'll see if that actually happens. People are already doing this all over the world. And because it's a very new resolution at the UN, we haven't quite seen the results of it yet.
I think when you were talking about this, you were... Karen Piper, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat with me today.
Thanks for having me.
We currently hear a lot about the world's water crisis, but at the beginning, can you maybe help me out a little bit about the science of it? Because, I mean, there must be the same amount of water on the Earth as there was 500 years ago. So where is the problem?
Scientists like to say that there's the same amount of water on the Earth as during the time of the dinosaurs, and that we are literally drinking the same water that the dinosaurs drank. And so there's the problem is not that water is disappearing. The problem is that we don't have enough clean water. So if you look at the planet, it's like over 70% of the planet is made of water. But less than 1% of that water is fresh. And then the question is, what are we doing to that fresh water? So the water problems we're having today have to do with pollution a lot, but also with climate change, which is moving where water is, and then also groundwater over-extraction. Like, we're draining these fossil aquifers that have taken like thousands of years to accumulate, and so those won't come back. And so we're getting an increase now in salt water because of all of these things, but a decrease in clean, drinkable water.
I'm interested in the international rules governing water use. I mean, what international water cooperation is there? What international bodies do they have international rules?
They do, but they don't work for the benefit of protecting water. They work against protecting clean water. So, for instance, you have the WTO, and that treats water as a World Trade Organization, which treats water as a commodity. So their main rule regarding water is that you should be able to trade it. And so you can't have national regulations protecting your water supplies. And this has become an enormous issue in Canada, because right now there are a lot of corporations from the United States wanting to tap, from all over the world, wanting to tap into Canada's water supplies. And Canada doesn't want that to happen. But right now, this is another, international organization is NAFTA, which is saying that we need to allow free trade. And so they're trying to fight that right now, and we'll see what happens with that. Now there's a new regulation at the UN that is a good one, the UN has declared water as a human right. And what that means is yet to be seen. But essentially, now if water is not supplied in an adequate level to people, those people can sue and demand that it be, that the government supply water to people. And, we'll see if that actually happens. People are already doing this all over the world. And because it's a very new resolution at the UN, we haven't quite seen the results of it yet.
I think when you were talking about this, you were...